AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police say a planned fight among young people escalated into a mass shooting this morning at a park in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Two people are dead. People in Shreveport, Louisiana are trying to figure out why a man killed seven of his children and another child and wounded two women. He was later killed. Tabitha Taylor is a city council chair.
At this point, what they are trying to do is to wrap their mind around what has occurred in their family. How do they navigate through this? So if it's anything that you can do for them right now, is to keep them the priority. I'm gonna say it again, keep them the priority and respect their wishes.
It's the nation's deadliest shooting in more than 2 years. Pakistan is preparing for new talks between the U.S. and Iran, even as tensions rise around the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. seized an Iranian cargo ship over the weekend, accusing it of evading a blockade. Iran's military has vowed to respond, calling U.S. actions disingenuous. The U.S.-Iran ceasefire runs out on Wednesday. The director of the FBI is suing The Atlantic magazine over what he calls a malicious hit piece. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Kash Patel says the story that talked about his alleged excessive drinking is false, and he's suing both the magazine and writer Sarah Fitzpatrick for $250 million. The story posted Friday says Patel is deeply worried about losing his job and has good reasons to think so, with his drinking and unexplained absences worrying Justice Department and FBI officials. Patel denies the allegations of bad behavior. The Atlantic says it stands by the reporting and the lawsuit is meritless. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports opening statements are set for tomorrow in Harvey Weinstein's rape retrial.
Weinstein has spent much of the last decade fighting sexual assault cases here in New York and L.A. His initial 2020 New York conviction was overturned. Then jurors at a retrial last year deadlocked on the rape charge while reaching a mixed verdict on other charges. He denies all allegations. No matter the outcome of this trial, he still goes back to jail for other convictions, which he's appealing. I'm Julie Walker.
Searchers from several countries are scouring the Pacific Ocean near the Northern Mariana Islands for six crew members from a cargo ship that overturned during a typhoon that tore through the U.S. territory. Crews have been covering more than 99,000 square miles in their long search. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.